So Totally Business Savvy, episode 26. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 26 of So Totally Business Savvy. This is Dean Soto and it is a great day and I just wanted to get in touch with you yet again. Today we're going to be talking about a couple of things. We're going to be talking about integrity, a couple of things that have just happened in the last few days in regards to integrity. Also about monetizing some things off of your blog. We got a question from Gina Paris in regards to virtual assistants and how to have them work for you exclusively, and also some changes that are happening in the ebook that I sell on virtual assistants. All that and more coming up. Hey everybody, once again, welcome to So Totally Business Savvy. My name is Dean Soto and it is great to have you here. This is a podcast all about leveraging virtual assistants, leveraging technology, leveraging whatever it is that you can use to spend less time doing things on the side business stuff and so on. So you're not killing yourself and your family and so on. With that, let me check my levels. Levels are good. My computer, my laptop that I have all my sounds on and so on seems to be malfunctioning. So hopefully there's not too much in the way, too many mistakes that occur because I'm using an alternate computer that I normally use just to read off my show notes and to call up some other clips and so on. But we'll see what happens and see if it works out. All right, so I hope you guys are doing well. The last 2 weeks have been pretty eventful in great ways and in bad ways. But first off, I just want to talk about just integrity. Integrity. This is one of the things that I worry about the most when it comes to my side business, my web development business, and anything else, selling my ebooks, selling products, doing this podcast. The last thing I would want, and I'm sure the last one thing any business person would want, is to not give something of value. I'm sure there's other business people out there that don't. But just recently, wow, I have had two hits, not to where my integrity was compromised, but two hits on where it was assumed to be compromised. One was very bittersweet. The other one was just bitter. I might as well just jump into it. So let's go into the one that was just bitter. I do workshops on the side, and the cool thing about workshops is that not only do you get to teach, not only do you get to get, and I get paid for those workshops, not considerable amount. I mean, it is a considerable amount. I think the last one I did, I got $250, and then I just did one last week. The 23rd of April was the last one I did. I have not got paid for that one yet, but I'm expecting probably another $200 from that. Very fun to do. I love teaching. I love getting in front of people. And it's just a great experience. If you can do that, it's a great way to generate leads for your business. It's a great way to also just meet new people and to find people who are doing some great things. For example, there was someone there that had a very strong connection to Michael Gerber with the E-Myth book. E-Myth is a very popular entrepreneur book, and someone was there learning from me about WordPress, and I was able to connect that person with a friend of mine, and they're going to make some cool things happen. So definitely beneficial to get out there, teach something, you know, if it's computers, if it's how to remodel your kitchen, if it's how to do whatever, it's a great way to meet new people. So I've done two of those so far. And on the first one, I met someone who when we do these workshops, typically you give bonuses to, at least for on the workshops that we do, we give bonuses. So for example, someone could potentially win an hour of consulting with me. Someone could win a an audio product from me. Someone could win just a whole lot of stuff, and not just from me, from other people too who are teaching. So it can be very valuable to someone to be able to win these things. And there was one person in particular who won my WordPress 101 video that I sell on my blog, but we'll talk about that that particular product later in the show. But they won my WordPress 101 video. So about a week, maybe 2 weeks after the workshop, I got an email. And I was you know, excited. I like when, you know, that's a potential lead, and it's also a great way to get to meet someone one on one. I got an email from them saying, you know, hey Dean, how's it going? I won your WordPress training, and I would love to, you know, just I would love to get it or whatever. And so I sent back the link. I gave her a link to the video and sent that to her, and didn't hear anything from her for, I would think, maybe 2, maybe even 3 weeks. Didn't hear anything. So I sent an email again saying, hey, did you get the video and how was it? And I'd love your feedback and so on. And she said, what video? And I said, the video that I sent you. And I put the link again in the email. And then she wrote back and she said, no, I won your, I thought I won consulting with you, training with you. And someone else had actually won my consulting, so it couldn't have been that. But I said, you know what? All right, well, I'll, you know, since she, that's pretty valuable to her, and it's a great way to probably get some more business out of it. I said, no, it was for the video, but I can give you an hour of consulting. So after that, we planned a time to meet. We met at a Starbucks. And what I did was I said, okay, well, you have a business. Why don't we get your WordPress website all set up? You have what you've learned in the workshop. And I will also not only help you set up your WordPress website, we'll put some just dummy content on there. And then you can modify it all at a later date and do it yourself and basically save hundreds of dollars so you don't have to pay me to do it or someone else to do it. And she thought that was great. We did that. We put some dummy content up there real quick. I showed her how to do some of the stuff. She had my WordPress training, so she knew she had the ability to go in and change the content, change out pictures, change out words, and all other stuff very quickly. And I hadn't heard from her for probably a month. So just this week, I sent an email to her saying, hey, I hope your website's doing well, and I hope you're kicking butt with it. How's everything going? And she writes back and says, you know, to be honest, Dean, I'm not happy. And I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm not happy. I would have rather you had just done my website. I would have paid you to do it. You put some content on up there that doesn't make any sense, and I can't use it for my business. And, you know, in the future, if you just had some if you do things with integrity, your business will go will do much better in the long term or something like that. And I was just flabbergasted. I was floored. Honestly, I was livid. I was so mad. At the time, I was sitting next to my daughter on the couch, my older daughter, and she was just falling asleep to take a nap. And so very quiet, the whole house, we were on the couch, just she and I. And, or just her and I, and, or her and me. Anyway, bad grammar. And it was very, very quiet. I was on my iPhone, and that's when it came in, and I was so mad. So like, and I don't know if it was justified or what, but I was so mad that when I actually sent an email back saying, and a lot of misspellings, a lot of, grammar mistakes and stuff, because I was just so, maybe I should have cooled down first, but basically saying, you know what, gave you the training, which was original, which was the original thing you won. Plus, I spent an hour and a half with you. Plus, not even including my drive, which was about an hour or a half hour both ways, so about an hour. So that's 2.5 hours that I spent on you. To say that I have no integrity, to say that I have no, I'm trying to cheat you in some way. How dare you? How that is so wrong, and. I was mad, but at the same time, I was just like so surprised. I had no, here I am. And I mentioned in the email, I said that, you know, here I am, I've invested my time, my money in you, and I've profited nothing. I didn't get any revenue whatsoever from this at all. So to say that's horrible. That's horrible. And then, you know, at the end I said, but since I am a man of integrity, I will put the content on there for you. It only take me 15 minutes to do anyway, using the tools that I showed you that I gave you and to do them. Just send me the content and I'll do it for you. And then I said in parentheses, I'll do it again for free or something like that. But it was just like, oh, seriously, seriously. No integrity? What am I trying to cheat you? Hopefully anyone who knows me knows that I'm not trying to cheat anyone but it was just horrible. And then the second thing was, and the reason why I bring this up is not to be poor me. The reason why I bring this up is to let you all know what you're going to be going through, whether you have a product, whether you have a service, whether you are helping someone for free, whether you're doing all this stuff. There are people out there, there are folks out there who just want to either leech off of you. There are people out there who just want to hurt you, honestly, who want to make you feel bad, who don't respect you, who don't give a darn about what you do or whatever, especially when you do things for free. And that's why more and more I am trying to avoid doing anything for free. The only time I ever do anything for free is if it's for someone I really know and that I know is a good friend and I want to help them. But never for someone I don't know. Actually, I just had a friend of mine who listens to this podcast and who I was on his podcast asked me about affiliate marketing and niche marketing, which I am not a pro at. I am totally new. And he said, you know, I'll pay you for your services. And I said, absolutely not, because I don't have the confidence yet. You know, I'm just out there. I'm experimenting. I have one site that's doing well. I have two others that are coming up that I think are doing well. But you know, I really, don't have, I in that realm and with that particular person didn't mind doing it for free. But the more and more I start to see that doing something for free, you really start getting disrespected and it sucks. So the second thing that happened was, this one was bittersweet. Seriously. I was in the New York Times. Yes, I was featured in the New York Times by Ramit Sethi, who I had taken his class, his Earn 1K course, not too long ago, in March of 2010, which was an awesome class, by the way. I don't get anything from this. I don't get anything at all. I'm not an affiliate with him. I don't get any money whatsoever. I love his course. I learned so much from it. A lot of what I talk about comes from that course. And not necessarily from Ramit Sethi himself, but also from the people he had involved in it. So that being said, I don't get anything. So to me, that kind of tells you that hopefully what I'm saying is true next. But anyway, so I was featured, and that was so awesome. I was so excited. Seriously, the only other time I've ever been in a newspaper, which was also with Ramit Sethi, was in the Wall Street Journal. But, you know, I was so excited because I got to be featured even more heavily in this, and to also just to tell the world of, you know, what I'm doing on the side and how much it's affected my family and how much I love it and how much I hate it at the same time. for anyone who knows, who listens to this podcast, it is a wild ride. Ultimately, it is awesome. But I was featured in there. It was an article about being all about not being frugal, not necessarily being frugal, but having the mindset of wanting to earn more and get out there and to earn things on the side with some extra hours that you have. And it was a really, really cool article. But there was one commenter in the New York Times that, I don't know, he just had a beef with Ramit Sethi. And I probably made it worse with my comments back or whatever. But yeah, he was basically accusing Ramit of lying because I had sent an email to Ramit a while back. And this was right after we had finished the Earn 1K course, and I mentioned it in episode 15 of the podcast. I mentioned that there was that I had lost a contract for a saw blade manufacturer, but a couple weeks beforehand, I had sent an email to Ramit saying, you know, hey, I have this down the pipe. I might be getting a $60,000 to $80,000 contract, and you know, that'll be awesome. Also, at the same time, during that time, I was trying to negotiate with my aerospace company for me to come on as a consultant, and that would have been for like $150,000 plus had I been able to come on as a consultant rather than being an employee. So I had those two things down the pipe, and so I wrote him an email saying, hey dude, this is what's going to be happening soon, all thanks to you, thank you so much. And I was excited just for the fact that I was trying those things. I would have never tried those things ever at all had I not done his course and so on. So just I loved it. I was so excited. He sent an email back saying, hey, this is great. Would I be able to post this? And I said, yeah, no problem, not at all. And so I didn't know where he was going to post it or whatever, but there was a big mix-up, I think, with his staff and so on, and they posted it on a sales letter that basically said that those things had happened and they were closed, and that I had earned 200 and something thousand dollars that year. I wish. Oh, that'd be so awesome. But they hadn't been closed. In fact, in episode 15 of So Totally Business Savvy, I talk about how I lost that contract because I was talking with an influencer rather than a decision maker. And then the aerospace company thing, that fell through because of some layoffs that were going to be happening. And that wasn't cool at all. Basically what happened was a lot of people were going to be laid off, and they said that you know, it wouldn't look good if they were going to hire me as a consultant when so many people are getting let go. And then what they'd said was, we're going to open up a position for something like a process improvement position, which was what I was trying to get at as a consultant. And what happened was they moved someone who was going to be laid off into that position, so I didn't win either way. But you know, both fell through. But in the sales letter, it said that they had gone, and I wish I would have seen it. I would have told them, whoa, 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 take that down. But it was just a huge series of unfortunate events. And what happened was, so this guy goes on to the New York Times and puts in the comments, you know, that Ramit Sethi is lying because he says that Dean made this, but then you talk to Dean, you look at Dean in the article, he says that he made only $22,000 and for this year, and you go to his blog and he talks about how he doesn't like owning a business. He went to a particular post called "How Long Does It Take to Get Profitable?" And of course, it was a very hyperbolic post taken way out of context. And where I mentioned that expenses overshadowed my revenue, which they did because of my own idiocy. And so he pointed that out in the post, that I said that my expenses overshadowed my revenue. But when you take into account that I spent money on podcast equipment that you're hearing right now, probably around $2,000, that's a lot of money. Do I really need this podcasting equipment? No, but I'm able to reach out to you guys, right? Do I really need this? No, not at all. A new computer. I needed a new computer. So that was another $1,000. Ramit Sethi's course was very expensive, but worth it. And so that was included as well. And let's see what else. I needed food for my networking events. I needed to pay for networking events. I needed to pay for all my Starbucks meeting clients and so on. I had to pay for, what else was it? Oh, I paid for a piece of software that I never use because it was TeamViewer. And I was very excited when I started using it. It allowed you to do a lot of remote hosting and stuff and a lot of remote assistance. And then, I just never used it. That was $1,500. Then they updated it and I thought, oh, sweet. Oh, cool. I'm going to get the update. No, you don't get the update. You have to pay for an upgrade for that update. So I was pissed. But you know, there was a ton of expenses. I would say that 70% to 80% of the expenses that I was paying, I did not need to get. I did not need to get. Not only that, it was virtual assistants that I had that eventually wasn't able to keep because of some clients and so on that stopped working with me. And anyway, it. Long story short, the whole thing ended up being a whole mess, a big mess on New York Times. And even right now, the New York Times is like, okay, well, why did he change? Why did Dean change from prosulum.com to youcanworkless.com? Because that looks like it's kind of like a you can work less scheme. And I'm like, guys, seriously? Seriously, why don't you go read my about page? Why don't you go read my first post when I changed it from prosulum to youcanworkless.com? It's not about getting rich quick. It's not about fast, easy, whatever. It's about trying to leverage all the technology, all the stuff that we have now to be able to do work on the side without having to kill yourself, you know, having a virtual assistant, using invoicing software, using project management software, using all those things, rather than taking it out of context and listening to some guy out there who just has a bone to pick with Ramit Sethi. And so huge, 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 huge deal. Maybe I got a lot more press out of it because of all the stuff that I'm sick, by the way. That was a sniff from my sickness. Maybe I got a lot more press out of it than needed, but at the same time, I'm like, there's the integrity thing again. What's God trying to tell me? Am I not being honest or whatever? I don't know. It's just a huge series of unfortunate events, and it made me pretty sad, actually. Very, very sad. And anyway, all right. So let's get away from the sad stuff. So, I mean, it was bittersweet. I was in the New York Times, so that was cool. And, but let's get away from all that, shall we? Let's go into the next thing, which are questions. And let me pull them up. So that's some of the stuff that you get to go through, especially with promotion. This time I'm like, I don't even think I want to promote myself anymore because of all the stuff that's happening. This, don't get me wrong, a lot of this stuff makes me want to quit, without a doubt. It makes me want to just say, you know what? I am just going to find a way to do something where nobody knows who I am. Nobody even cares what I do. And I'm not associated with any big name people because, if this is the stuff that happens, that it's pretty sucky. But anyway, cool. All right. So let's talk. Let's go to Gina Paris's question. And after that, we'll talk about some monetizing off your blog and some cool things that have happened. All right. So Gina had a question about virtual assistants. And here it is. Take it away, Gina.
Hi, Dean. My name's Gina Paris. My website is winningatromance.com. And I'm reading your ebook about hiring a virtual assistant. And the way I understand, you recommend we hire somebody that's willing to work for us exclusively. So my question is, when we start out at a site that's mentioned, like Elance or some of the others, some of the assistants are already working for companies, so should we rule those ones out and only interview people who represent themselves? So that's my question, and I'm looking forward to your answer. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Gina, so much for that question. I really appreciate it. So how do you find someone that you can get to work for you exclusively? Well, the first place is by where you're looking. You had mentioned Elance and Odesk. There's other places like Guru.com and so on. The problem with those places is that the people that are there, for the most part, the people that are there are expecting to work for multiple people. They are on a contract by contract or bid by bid basis. So it's going to be very hard to convince them because they hear it all the time. They hear it all the time that, I want you to work for me solely. I want you to work for me. You are great. You're the best. And so on. So it's going to be very hard to get them because they know that there's so many people who say that and then they don't follow through. In fact, one of my first Filipino virtual assistants that I had by the name of Marie, she was from Odesk. She was awesome. Don't get me wrong. Totally awesome. And I wanted her to work for me full time. And she said yes. But that was only after working for me for a while. She had other clients, but she was very, very expensive compared to what I knew I could get in the Philippines and so on. So I just did not have the money to be able to have her work for me solely. So it's possible, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, you're going to run into high prices, which is the second reason why it's hard to get people off of Elance and Odesk. Because if you notice that even from people in the Philippines, they'll charge probably about 3 to 4 times as much. Part of that is because they know that they are constantly bidding on jobs and contracts and coming and going from different people to different people and so on. So they have to maintain a higher price range in order to really make ends meet and to make a living and so on. So they're definitely much higher. And then what's going to happen is they have that high rate. Do you really think they're going to say, if you say, why don't you come work for me solely, but at a quarter of what you're charging? They're going to go, no, I'm not going to do that. So yeah, you kind of run into those problems. The way that you solve that is by going somewhere else. There are forums but other job sites that work strictly with people from the Philippines. And I mentioned them in my ebook. I also mentioned them elsewhere on the website and so on. Two places that I recommend, and I recommend the latter more for businesses that really need someone who's going to be good, because otherwise you're going to end up wasting your time interviewing and so on. The first place is onlinejobs.ph. I like onlinejobs.ph because you get the true price for someone from working with you in the Philippines, which it can be anywhere from about $250 to $850, depending on what they do and depending on where they're located at. You can go there, find people who are talented. It does cost money. I don't have an affiliate program. I don't even think they have an affiliate program, but I think it's like $30 a month or something like that. The problem you run into there is while you get a lot of good people there, you also get a lot of bad people there. Not bad in a malicious sense, but people who just aren't talented. And so you're going to be interviewing. You have to make sure you interview the right way. That's in my ebook. And there's also a post that I recently did in the month of April that talks about interviewing a potential virtual assistant. So definitely check out those posts. So when you're there, those people, they are there They are expecting to work with one person. Some of them might be working with other people, but if you put in your post, in your job posting, that you expect them to work solely for you, and then when you're interviewing them, you say that I expect you to work solely for me. I will give you your full-time pay plus any bonuses and so on, depending on good work and what you're doing and so on. They will work for you solely. And you lay down that expectation right in the beginning, and you will you'll be fine. So that being said, I would definitely check out onlinejobs.ph for something like that. The problem you run into, like I said, is having to interview a lot of people and wade through the people who aren't really that talented. One thing that happens a lot is you will put a posting out there, and everything will look great on paper. They will respond to you. They'll respond to your posting with amazing English. It looks great. And then when you email them back, which is one thing you should do, when you email them back and ask them questions, their English is very broken. A lot of spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes, because what they do is they'll have someone else, a friend, or even a teacher, colleague, or whatever, do their resume for them or a cover letter for them in order to make themselves look better, when in fact they're not really that great at what they do, as far as not when they're not that great at English, I should say. So, and everyone knows that's one of my huge prerequisites, having them speak English. So anyway, that's one thing you have to look out for. They have a finder's fee one for ones who are like really top performers, but it's so expensive. It's not even worth it. In my humble opinion, it's not even worth it. It's like $800 for a person. That's crazy. The other place that I recommend is Virtual Staff Finder. That's by Chris Ducker from Virtual Business Lifestyle. And he runs that business as well as another. And there's a fee up front. There is a finder's fee, but they do all the interviewing, they do all of the testing, they do all that other stuff, and they can get you an exclusive virtual assistant who can meet your needs and so on. But the problem with all of this, which Gina had sent me an email with a really good job posting that showed a lot of what they'll be doing. But for anyone else who's out there listening, you are the Achilles heel. If you don't know what your virtual assistant, what you're going to be doing with your virtual assistant, then you shouldn't hire a virtual assistant. So, because even if you do go with Virtual Staff Finder and they find the perfect person for you, if you don't have something outlined for them to do, then you are going to be dead in the water and you're going to be wasting your money. Have them do value-added tasks. Have them do things that are going to make you money and so on. Like my virtual assistant, he has been managing my web development projects, and he's been doing an awesome job. And yeah, I need to have him on this podcast. I keep on saying that, but one of these days, soon. Actually, he listens to this, so Ryan, how about next week? We will do some podcasting. All right, man. So Gina, hopefully that answers your question. Virtual Staff Finder is probably what I would suggest, because they do a good job of finding people. But if you want to go through the interviewing process, if you want to kind of go through and try your hand at it, $30 a month, onlinejobs.ph, they are exclusive to you, as well as on Virtual Staff Finder, they will be exclusive to you as well. Hopefully that answered your question. And yeah, thanks so much for the audio feedback. It is awesome when I get that. So if you want to leave some audio feedback, it's 714-643-5301, 714-643-5301. Oh, and I should mention that Virtual Staff Finder, I do have an affiliation with. And so, but I love what they do. Actually, I just recently sent a business to them, and it looks like everything's going really, really well. All right. So the next thing, moving on to the next thing, I wanted to talk about monetizing your blog. A lot of people want to do this, including me. But the hard thing is learning how to do it and kind of getting the guts to do it, because there's a lot of people, especially in America, are very hesitant with offering a product, offering a service, offering whatever. But there are a couple things that have really, really started to show some promise with what I've been doing on the blog, and I just want to share that. So first off is just kind of going through affiliates, affiliate advertising. We all use, man, I say a lot. Anyway, we all use a lot of products and services, or we have a lot of products that we've bought in the past, maybe that don't have an affiliate per se, but you can find on Amazon. There, if you have a product that you enjoy and it corresponds with something that you talk about on your blog, pop on an Amazon Associates link on there. I've been doing a lot of that with my niche sites, and it works really well. And I do that with youcanworkless.com too. And I don't have it set up. I don't have the metrics set up very well. So sometimes I'm like, that looks like it would have probably came from my You Can Work Less site. So I need to I need to fix that. But you know, it really works. Even a little bit helps. When you start seeing $1, $2, $10, $20, $40, $40 come into your Amazon Associates account, then it starts motivating you to do other things and to move on to try and do bigger and better things. One thing you can move on from there is doing affiliates for other products that you use. I use a ton of different products that I put on my resource page, like FreshBooks. That's how I invoice people. FreshBooks, I use a lot of different niche marketing stuff. I use Outright. I use Basecamp. That has an affiliate, but they've closed that down for other people and so on. But anything that I use, I try and I try and put an affiliate link on there. The problem a lot of people start seeing with this stuff, though, is that I have my daughter in my lap, so if you hear her, that's what that is. You start seeing that it takes a long time. I've been blogging, at least on this blog, for almost a year and a half. So youcanworkless.com, well, it was prosulum.com, which, by the way, was one of the things that the New York Times guy said was, hey, look, it goes to a site called You Can Work Less, not Prosulum. So it's some niche, get-rich-quick site or whatever. Anyway, but I've been blogging on this for a year and a half on Prosulum, and then in December on youcanworkless.com. And it's taken so much time to get any momentum. But now, as you see in episode 25, that I'm starting to make some money off of my niche sites and also some money off of my affiliate stuff on this site and in other sites as well. So that's pretty cool. That's stuff that's $200, $300 that I did not have before, but I was able to generate because of all the niche, but also being in it for the long term. As you keep on blogging and blogging and blogging, you will get more and more visibility. But a lot of people blog for a couple months and they quit. And don't get me wrong, I want to quit sometimes, but you have to keep going. So the other opportunities you have is just strict advertising. I have a sidebar that people can click, and right now I have only affiliates on there, but people could buy advertising there. What I do is I would charge about $100 a month for someone to have their stuff on there. And the other way is through sponsorships. Through it can either be a sponsored podcast, it could be a sponsored webinar, or it could be a sponsored review, which is one thing that I had this week happen. Someone asked me to review their product, and I said, sure, I'll review your product. I'm going to let them know it's a sponsored review, and I'll review it for $150. So $150 for a blog post, which will bring people to my blog, but also is a review that could potentially bring people to that advertiser's blog as well. But that's pretty cool. You know, that's $150 that I did not have before, and it's a sponsored blog post. So it's not as though, you know, you're going to know it's a sponsored blog post. I'm going to be as truthful as possible with that review and so on. But it's something that I would do normally anyway. We do a lot of reviews, and this way it's just more explicit and so on. You are able to generate some income. So just those are some quick ideas on how to monetize some things off of your blog. I think the reviews would go really well. I really want to have sponsored webinars. That is something that I really want to do, because that way I can get paid to basically teach the stuff that I know to all of you. And then I would put it on my blog, into YouTube as well, into the podcast. And the sponsor would then have basically an episode that is going to constantly be out there, and they're going to hear right in the beginning, hey everyone, they're going to hear this, hey everyone, welcome to the You Can Work Less webinar, sponsored by so-and-so. They have some great web tools that will help you to do things faster. I've tried them out. They are fantastic. Go check them out at www.blahblahblahblah.com for more information. And I will also repeat this at the end of the webinar. I mean, that is going to be out there on the internet, on a podcast episode, and on the blog. Sorry. And on the blog forever. And so that would be probably the most expensive sponsorship. But these are just some ways that you can monetize off your blog. So hopefully this was not a whining session, and hopefully it wasn't just like, poor me, poor me, poor me. I really, really encourage you. Yes, there's a lot of things bad that a lot of bad things that could potentially happen. This was one of them. These were two of them. But you know, it's still worth it. It's still worth it. Even though it makes me want to quit sometimes, it's still worth it. But you know, I get people who know me and listen to me, like Gina Paris, and who I was able to help with her virtual assistant question, and hopefully that was helpful, and so on. Last thing I want to talk about is my ebook, 31 Days to Building a Killer Business with Virtual Assistants. I am going to put my video, I want that basically to be my flagship product. So I'm actually going to be putting my video that's a Virtual Assistants 101 video into that ebook and sell it at the same price it is now, because I really want to keep everything based around that one product, at least for the time being. I'm going to be adding a lot of audio, a lot of video, a lot of other things, training for virtual assistants and so on, into that one ebook, into that one, at least the PDF that you get when you download that one ebook. So a lot of changes happening to that, a lot of updates happening. I need to update grammatically. There's a little bit of spelling errors and so on in the ebook, and that will be revised too very soon and very quickly. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know what was going on, what's going on with that, and yeah, I just wanted to reach out and stay in touch. So let me bring in, this sounds kind of weird, bring in the outro music. And we will end this session right on a good note. But I don't let my ranting kind of keep you away from all the stuff that's happening, all the good stuff that could potentially happen with your business. Things are great. Honestly, overall, things are great. Do I really care what other people are saying about me? Not really. Yeah, I do in a sense, but overall, people are going to say stuff. People are going to not understand. You know, this is one guy who is out on the New York Times causing trouble, who takes one post out of 100 and something and basically takes it out of context and totally, you know, is trying to hurt not only me, but Ramit Sethi as well. So anyway, good things are happening. I don't care if someone says bad things about me. People out there who have done any business with me and for the most part know that I'm honest and so on. But anyway, all right. So if you have any questions or feedback or whatever, give me a call, 714 714- 614-643-5301. That's 714-643-5301. I have a lot of cool things planned in the next month or so, as far as training, as far as podcasts, as far as just a whole lot of different things that we have coming down the pipe. I have two more niche sites out there, including the receipt scanner site that I have, that I want to share with you guys and show you what's going on with those. Those ones are start from scratch niche sites. They're already starting to get ranked. They're already started to do some stuff. So, you know, just another way of generating some income on the side. Hopefully, I mean, there's no guarantee that they're going to rank, but you know, hopefully that's the way, and hopefully I'll be able to teach that to you. But like I said, if you have any questions, let me know. 714-643-5301. 714-643-5301. Also going to have my virtual assistant and a couple of other really cool guests on the show in the next couple of episodes. So with that, go visit youcanworkless.com. Check out all of the latest posts. And you can also go check out that New York Times article. All right, guys, I hope you have a great day and a great rest of your week. See ya.